Today we're visiting with upland game biologist RJ Gross, and we're going to talk pheasants and what hunters can expect this upcoming pheasant season. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. RJ, we're in a major drought. How does that affect the pheasants?
So the two things that really drive upland bird populations are weather and habitat. And obviously in a drought, both of those are going to be affected. It all started kind of last fall. It was a dry fall, came, and then we had a mild winter, very mild winter, no precipitation. Most of the time, you're optimistic for that because you have generally good overwinter survival. And we did. We saw that, we had decent production last year on pheasants. It came through, and crowing counts were up almost statewide, almost all statewide this year. So that was good, but then Mother Nature had obviously different plans coming in. During that nesting season, into brood rearing, the drought persisted, and a lot of the state was actually in extreme drought, and the rest of it was in severe drought, according to the National Drought Monitor. Obviously not good, The biggest thing with that, the habitat, with the no snow precipitation this year, there was no residual moisture, that early nesting cover didn't come up. And coming in from that dry fall, a lot of it was harvested, hayed, grazed from last year. So the cover just wasn't there. Then, well, I've said it 100 times before, but those first 2 weeks that a chick hatches, mid-June, the first 2 weeks they need exclusively insects. With no moisture, the bugs just can't complete their life cycle, so there was no bugs for them right away. And survivability was affected negatively. With that, though, coming into July, a lot of people can remember, we had a lot of grasshoppers comes with drought. So hopefully, and it came out in the surveys that that second hatch, even though smaller clutch sizes, not as many chicks, they had food to survive. So that's some positive to come out of the drought.
RJ, you just finished your late roadside summer brood counts. Tell our viewers how you conduct those surveys.
So it's the same routes that we do as our crowing counts in the spring. They're 20-mile routes in pheasant habitat, and we drive 15 miles an hour. When we see an upland brood, an upland bird, we'll get out, we'll clap our hands, stop our feet, get them to flush if there's any chicks. We'll count, by species, if it's a rooster, a hen, and then brood size, how old they are. And we'll tally that, and we look at three metrics when we're looking at the pheasant population. We're looking at pheasants per 100 miles, broods per 100 miles, and average brood size.
RJ, with the drought, the ditches were hayed, like you mentioned, not a lot of dew. How does that affect the surveys?
Yep, the best mornings for surveys are clear, calm, and heavy dew on the grass. With no dew on the grass, it's poor survey conditions. So counts varied because of that. And that's due to the drought. And then, like we talked about, a lot of the ditches were cut. A lot of field, alfalfa, everything was cut. And just overall, the vegetation wasn't as high. So those pheasants didn't have to come out to dry off. They were never really wet. So, like I said, that varies counts. To the extent, we don't exactly know. But some of the decline can be attributed to that.
Okay, let's talk survey results. You guys split your pheasant management areas in four districts. Mm-hmm. Let's start with the Southwest.
Yep. So the Southwest, compared to last year, was down just a little bit. When we're talking about pheasants per 100 miles, and that's adults and broods, and then broods per 100 miles was down just slightly. But a positive there was the average brood size was up. Just up a little bit, but that shows that the broods that were out there were better sizes compared to last year. They're still recovering. The five-year average there, we're still down a little bit from there. They were hit the hardest in that 2017 year, the last time we had a drought. But there were, so the very far Southwest seemed to do better than as you're getting towards the central part of the state. And that's simply because they had rain down there. They weren't in the extreme severe drought, things like that. So as you get farther down into basically our four kind of heart counties down in the Southwest, you should see some roosters.
Okay, let's move north, Northwest.
Yep. Northwest, compared to last year, was down in all categories, but I have to remind people that last year was such a banner year for production. It was very good, and all three of the upland birds did very well up there. While everything was down, it wasn't down tremendously, just slightly, and kind of again, like the Southwest, the very far corner, kind of above Williston, all the way up into the Crosby area, did very well. So there are going to be young roosters to be found up there.
And they had moisture as well.
Yep.
Okay, let's just move northeast.
Yep. In the northeast, you know, it's not traditional pheasant habitat. We say it every time. Most of that habitat is down south, right along I-94. And right along I-94 did okay this year. That district was up slightly in all the metrics that we track. But, you know, very small numbers, so it's a very small increase. The percentages were minuscule. But right along I-94, people should find some roosters.
Okay, how about southeast?
And the southeast was hit the hardest from basically this drought. They seemed to miss just about every rain event that came through, and they were always seemed to be in the severe drought category. And all three of the metrics that we keep track of, that pheasants per 100, broods per 100, and brood size was all down. Some of them in the 40%. So it's not good. It's going to be hard hunting around there this year.
Okay, on a statewide level, yep. RJ, how is this season going to compare to last season?
Yep. So statewide, when you tally up all the numbers, so those pheasants per 100 miles, we're down 23%. And again, some of that is variable due to the poor survey conditions. Broods per 100 miles, down 30% from last year. But a positive is brood size was unchanged. And that's statewide. And that, it doesn't paint the whole picture. You could say, that's good that brood size was the same as last year, but some, like the Northwest and the Southwest, was so much higher than that really brought it, kind of evened it out.
So there's going to be pheasants on the landscape for hunting.
There is. And hunters, you're going to have to be aware that a lot of the cover and habitat and, everything that could have been hayed and grazed probably was, because a lot of producers, especially cattle producers, they needed that forage for their cows. A lot of the habitat just didn't grow up. So a lot of those places you went to, the grass might have been knee high. This year it might be ankle high type of thing.
RJ, on years like this, we always get the question, why don't we lower the limit? Mm-hmm. Explain that a little bit.
Yep. For pheasant hunting, we shoot only roosters. Hens are what drives the population, and we do not harvest any of those. You want a very high hen to rooster ratio. So the more roosters you take out of the population, you're helping. Back in our heyday when we had a lot of pheasants on the landscape, we had that 5, 6, 7 hens per rooster. And, lately we've been running 2 or 3. Really, the only thing that lowering the limit would do was spread out opportunity to other hunters.
Okay, any regulation changes for this season?
As far as limits, nothing, but North Dakota now has electronic posting. So before you come out, before you plan your hunt, pull up the computer, look at areas you want to go, and then also we have maps available on our phones that'll tell you lands that are electronically posted.
RJ, what advice do you have for hunters this fall?
Mm-hmm. Again, temper your expectations. The habitat it's going to be limited. You're going to have to scout, find places. But I think when you find good pheasant habitat, you're going to find pheasants. And pheasants are out there. And then also, it may not look like it right now, but it is dry out there. It's still dry. Pay attention to your daily fire indexes and, check ndresponse.gov.
A lot of great information, RJ. Thank you.
Thank you.